Hello, Bernard Cribbins here. I've just arrived by your brand new Hornby electric train set. Well, that's one of the advantages of being only 2 inches tall. I travel on all their sets. But one of the disadvantages of my height is that I do tend to get trodden on by cats and dogs. So, if you've got any pets, I would be grateful if you could just leave them outside until I've finished. Do you know, only last week I had a very nasty experience with a Pekingese. But I won't go into that here. Just let me say that it was very painful. Anyway, back to the point. I'm here to tell you all about your new Hornby train set. Terrific, isn't it? And of course you'll want to keep it looking as good in years to come as it does now. So I'm going to give you a few hints on how to assemble it and keep it running smoothly. Oh, by the way, for more detailed instructions, have a good look at the instruction leaflets in your set. Right, hint number one. Don't rush off and set the track up on the lounge carpet, or any other carpet for that matter. Carpet is a very poor surface. It's springy and uneven, and it's got lots of fluff, which is nice to walk on, but not very nice for trains, because all that fluff ends up clogging the motor and wheels of your locomotive. The best possible solution is to build a permanent layout as soon as possible. And I've got just the thing here for that. Let's see. Just rip that off there. There. There we are. Hornby's three-part preformed layout. It's tailor-made for the job. But as you haven't got one of those, we won't bother with that. Right. Now, for the time being, any smooth, flat surface will do. Like a, a table. That's it. Yes, a table. Okay? Ready for hint number two? Hint number two. No doubt your father or grandfather or older brother or uncle or any other passing relative are itching to get their hands on your new train set as much as you are. So, if you're clever, you can get them to do the tricky bit, wiring up the power source. Now, any grown-up will be only too pleased to put a plug on your Hornby mains controller and then wire it up to the track. Now, I could waffle on here with lots of detailed instructions, but as I'm only on a single and not a double album, the best advice I can give is to get them to have another look at the instruction leaflets. They tell you how to wire up everything correctly. So, having got a grown-up to do that bit for you, here's where you take over just when it gets interesting. If they've done their job properly, your Hornby train set should be ready to go. So, just turn the power down. Place the loco and the rolling stock carefully on the track. Turn up the power slowly. And the Edinburgh Express from King's Cross is leaving on time. That's great. Now, after a few return trips to Edinburgh, you might well feel the urge to broaden your horizons and take a run up to Carlisle or even down to Penzance. And that's where Hornby's range of accessories can come in very handy. For a start, there's that preformed layout I was telling you about earlier. Now, what did I do with it? Oh, yes, there it is. Excuse me. Right, as I was saying, it's the ideal basis for a permanent layout because it's got plenty of room for expansion. Here, take a look. Nice, isn't it? And you'll be able to see a lot more if you turn to pages 16 and 17 in this year's Hornby catalogue. Let's see. Yeah, you got there yet? Okay, now you can see what I'm talking about. You can add sidings and goods yards with no trouble at all. All you need is something called money. However, if you charge any grown-up 10p a go, you'll soon have enough, won't you? And to help you extend your layout, Hornby have very kindly issued the fifth edition of their track plans catalogue. Inside, there are 20 completely new layouts to choose from, plus lots of handy hints on how to improve your existing one. Right. Once you've got all this track, all you need now are a few more things to go on it. Well, once again, Hornby can help. Apart from British Rail, they've got just about the largest range of accessories there is. More locos, more coaches, more goods wagons, power units, plus signals, points, stations, buildings of every description, bridges and tunnels, to list but a few. In fact, all you have to do is use your imagination. Good grief, is that the time? Listen, I must dash. I've got a train to catch. Cheerio.